How to increase chances of recession by thinking about it. I'm David Brancaccio. 91% of corporate leaders surveyed think we're headed toward a recession next year, with about two-thirds of those thinking it'll be more of a doozy than a blip. Let's go to the source on this, a survey from the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. We connected to KPMG's U.S. Chair and CEO, Paul Knopp. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today, David.
I see from your data that nearly every CEO thinks there will be a recession. What are the CEOs telling you about if this is mild or severe?
David, what this survey revealed is that 91% of CEOs think there will be a recession in the next 12 months, and only one-third of those CEOs believe that that recession will be mild and short.
But, I mean, here's the thing. It's probably a major reason why you did this survey. Whether or not, indeed, we get a recession, say, next year, if the boss thinks it might be getting bad, the company's going to take action now that would have real effects.
Well, companies are certainly considering what they can do in response to an economic downturn. And uncertainty is still the key word here. There is a lot of uncertainty about what that might look like. Companies are considering workforce reductions, as they typically would during an economic downturn. What the survey also revealed, David, is that many CEOs are thinking about how they transform their organizations. It's really interesting to note that 56% of CEOs are looking for transformational growth through significant mergers and acquisitions, through continued digital investment. So at the same time that we're planning for the uncertainty, we're also planning for growing our organizations.
Now, we are in an era, some would say, thankfully, we're in an era when many companies pledge not to just focus on profits or the share price, but to set goals to do better on environmental, social, or corporate governance. Will this possibility of recession, do you think, take the energy out of those efforts?
David, I do believe that some companies will consider the need to pause some of the efforts around ESG. Having said that, though, what we do know is that our employees, our customers, investors want to see us walk the talk. So from a longer term perspective, we're all going to be thinking about how we are more environmentally sustainable, how we can be more diverse as an organization. Almost twice as many CEOs as our last survey believe that ESG improves their financial performance, moving from 37% to 70%. So from a longer-term perspective, I do think there'll be very significant continued focus on the importance of ESG.
Paul Knopp is U.S. Chair and CEO of the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me today, David.
Now, the stock market in Japan had a very strong day despite the missile North Korea fired overhead, prompting orders for people in Japan to take shelter. The Nikkei index there went up about 3%. Here, after the Dow closed up 765 points, 2.7% yesterday, Dow futures this morning are up 462 more points, 1.6%. S&P futures up 1.9% now, 2.3% up for the NASDAQ. Multiple published reports are saying that the Commerce Department is about to put new restrictions on the ability of Chinese companies to use U.S. computer chip technology for artificial intelligence and more. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The restrictions coming from the Biden administration will reportedly focus on semiconductor chip technology, which China could use to beef up its military capabilities. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, in a speech last month, said the administration has learned from its efforts against Russia that technology curbs can have military benefits.
They can be a new strategic asset in the U.S. and allied toolkit to impose costs on adversaries, and even over time degrade their battlefield capabilities and their capacity to project power.
For its part, China has already criticized other U.S. efforts to counter its influence over emerging technologies, including new funding to bolster chip manufacturing in the United States. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
More now on the implications of Kim Kardashian forced to pay the SEC $1.25 million. She's settling charges that she promoted a cryptocurrency asset on social media without telling her Instagram followers she was paid to do so. Now, other celebrities have been pushing crypto everything, LeBron James and Matt Damon among them. But the crypto craze is in hibernation, with the cryptocurrency Bitcoin's value down about 70% in less than a year. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
Quick, picture the celebrity you associate most with crypto. I bet many of you pictured this guy.
Fortune favors the brave.
That's actor Matt Damon in a commercial for Crypto.com that associates crypto investors with astronauts and the Wright brothers. That commercial has become kind of iconic.
What does Matt Damon say on that Bitcoin commercial? Fortune favors the brave!
My dad said he listened to Matt Damon and lost all his money.
While South Park had some fun at Damon's expense, the Q Scores company, which tracks celebrity appeal, says he's still popular. Executive VP Henry Schaefer says for many actors and athletes,
they're usually very well liked and held in high esteem in their own professions. And I think that helps to absorb any negative associations with a brand gone bad.
The endorsement craze does appear to be cooling. Crypto companies just have less money these days. And that SEC action against Kim Kardashian may have a chilling effect, says Lee Reiners with Duke Law.
Oh, 100%. It's a message to celebrities. I mean, listen, there's not that many bigger celebrities out there than Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian admitted no wrongdoing per the terms of the SEC settlement. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
And CNBC is reporting that MasterCard will launch a new tool today to help banks spot criminal activity among clients that use cryptocurrency. Crypto is built on blockchain technology that makes it very hard to cook the books, but its anonymity is a favorite of money launderers. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.